And good morning. Monday, August 9th, 2021. Full cup of coffee. It's so full you might even be able to see it from the edge. I don't know. I was having a hard time not spilling it on the way here. What's up, y'all? It's Anthony here again from Corsaro Music, here to give you your weekly update. All 10 of y'all. But last night at Revelers, I got my first in-person congratulations from my podcast, my buddy Felix Tellez, one of the first homies I played with when I moved to Texas, joined a salsa band. And he played guitar in the salsa band, and we've been homies for a long time. But he showed up last night at the end of the gig. We had our loop night at Revelers, and Felix showed up right at the end after his gig. He came up to me, he's like, "Hey man, I saw the episode of your podcast, man. That's really cool you're doing that." And really appreciate those words, Felix, man. If you're watching this one, thank you. It's little things like that that just reaffirm. They keep me going, you know. It's the fumes in the tank. When I'm running on fumes, I'm not running on empty. I'm running on fumes right now. And every time you meet someone like Felix and you hear something like that, you just fill up your tank just a little bit more, help keep you going. Love you, Felix. Carlo was there last night. I haven't seen Carlo in years. When I moved to Austin, he moved to Colorado a little while after that. We caught up last night for the first time in years. And there's a lot to catch up on. Yeah. I mean, even excluding last year, the pandemic year, there's a lot to talk about. But then when you add in what happened to everybody last year, especially people in the music community and the arts community, you just hear lots of stories. And it breaks your heart. And, you know, everybody had to make changes and go through things last year and even leading up to last year. Because, I don't know, the vibes were off leading up to last year. Everything was going good, especially in the musician community, you know, like independent artists, you know. And for whatever reason you think that is, economically, politically, like leading up to the pandemic, it was awesome for musicians and creators and independent contractors. And then once the pandemic hit, bad news all around. So having to work through that and tell Carlo my story and to hear Carlo's story, it's like, and I told him last night, I was like, after the pandemic, it set so many people back, like 3 years, 5 years, like all the work they did leading up to where they were, getting their careers going, like making the hurdles into the next echelon of their career. It's like everybody got set back like 5 years, you know. You have to rebuild, you had to move, like everything you saved up. If you didn't get on unemployment right away, you had to go through savings. So I told Carlo last night, like, everybody's always talking, like, if you could give yourself advice 10 years ago, your 10-year-old self, you could give advice your 20-year-old self. You know, if you can go back in time 5 years, what advice would you give yourself now? And I feel like since, at least in the musician arts community, like, since people were set back that far, I told him now you have that opportunity. Like, if today you were at business-wise where you were 5 years ago, you have all that knowledge from the previous 5 years with you right now, but you have to start physically from where you were 5 years ago. So the blessing coming out of that curse is from here into the future, you can avoid all the mistakes you made or make changes, or like even if they weren't mistakes and you just wanted to try, if it didn't work out as well as you thought and there was a different way you wanted to approach something, now you have all that knowledge. You might not have like the time in your life, you're physically older, but the your business life, the age of your business got reset. So I think that's a good place, good perspective to come from, hearing everybody's stories and, excuse me, trying to work through everything as life continues to change. So this is not a political or current event show, but keep this to music for right now. But maybe in the future I do have some ideas, and maybe expanding instead of just being music entertainment, going to like a almost like an arts magazine or publication where there's like music, there's art, there's TV, there's news, just like a decent variety of topics that I find interesting or things that I feel like I could talk about and shed light on to everybody else. So we'll see what happens in the future. But that brings me to my Discord. Let me pull up my Discord for a second. Here we go. So this is the Corsaro Music Discord. And I'm kind of setting it up over here on the side like a newspaper, I guess you would call it. There's some news. I haven't posted anything in these news channels, but as I go through the week, as I try and collect things that I like and I want to talk about and research on, I'll post them in here so that when you join the community, we can share articles and share things and enlighten each other on stuff that's going on, pick each other's brains. But for instance, like in the music section, I'm just like scrolling through YouTube, whatever. I watched this Harry Mack video with Mark Rebillet a while ago because I saw Harry Mack on Instagram once. Man, this dude can freestyle. He's really good. And then I'm just on YouTube one day and Mark Rebillet and Harry Mack is on. So I watched it because they're both freestyle improv geniuses. It was great. 16, I think he, what were they talking about? I think it was his car. Oh yeah, he was talking about his Volvo, because I drove a Volvo as my first car. And to hear it is really, let's see if I can find it. 16 minutes. Let's see if this will work. 16 minutes. Yeah, so he's talking about his Volvo. I had to make this bigger to scroll more precisely. Here we go.
And I probably should adjust it, bruh. My engine's loud as fuck because I broke my muffler. Damn.
Yeah, that's what was funny because my Volvo had a broken muffler too.
French escargo. And then I'm hopping back in the car. No, back to the FDR. Hit the pedal to the flow. Now we rocking uptown Harlem, bitch, River Drive. Bobby Humphrey in the state.
Mark Rebillet, yeah, he's great. Here we go.
Pedal to the metal, but my car still rolls slow. Cause I'm in a 1990 Volvo. Yeah, and I probably should adjust it, bruh. My engine's loud as fuck cause I broke my muffler. Damn, I need a new car for fuck's sake. I got my rear view attached with the duct tape. Damn, I think it might fall in my lap. If it's a race, you know I'm not winning that. Trying to drive proper with the skill. Can only go 30 mph uphill. Damn, I hope we get to turn it to a sled. Hope I get over the head. My car's kinda useless, but it goes from A to B. It goes slow, mad time to kick crazy freeze. Hey yo, y'all know they need to get up off the testicles. My speaker system crunch like raw vegetables. Yeah, sounding hella
that
cool,
was my
no
favorite
sub.
One.
So you know the
y'all need to get up off the testicles. My speaker system crunch like raw vegetables. Man, just to come up, that's, they're great. And then I posted the Soul Kitchen that we did this past Wednesday, August 4th. That's the first set, and the second set's online also. So if you're on YouTube and you find the Soul Kitchen, give them a follow. Maybe eventually we'll start streaming it, but for now, at the very least, we're going to record them and put them on YouTube. Denton's OG improv funk band, Funk Orchestra. What else? No news. Some motivation. Yeah. Buddy Rich being an asshole. And some motivation for you. Pictures. That's just that. Like, this is pretty basic right now. Synths. I got a synth section with Matt Johnson just making dreamy sounds. He's great. If you ever want sound design perspective, Matt Johnson, he's one of the kings. Videos, some rumberos on the subway. That's cool. So yeah, just like cool stuff I try and put up here. These, like, everybody can share stuff here. I'll post things. Other people can post things. And now, since Discord has a thread options, like, anybody that wants to comment, we just make a thread and post your insights on that thread. So, and then that's like the basic Discord tier. That's $2 a month. It's like a coffee. Like, if you want to hang and get coffee, like, you can come in here anytime you want. $2 a month. I think $5 a month is like voice to voice. We can call, have like group chats, actually talk about stuff in person. $10 a month is video. We can all hang. We can all live stream. We can all play video games. We can look at each other. We can gaze into each other's eyes. Yeah. Have fun. And then that's also the private lesson and the coaching. And that's where we'll do that. We'll get in the private lesson room, do our coaching session. That's it. And we can incorporate any of these ideas here. Like, if you're kind of just like free floating that month and like seeing what interests you as we're interacting and talking in here, like, let's say you watch this Roberto or Ray Barreto. Roberto Moreno. I think he's playing bongos in this track. But let's say, like, you hear the song, you've never heard the song before, you have no idea who Ray Barreto is. And it's like, nah, we got something to do in our coaching session. We can listen to a bunch of Ray Barreto stuff. We can, like, figure out the greatest hits, who he sang with. There we go. There's a little out of focus there. Yeah. You know, anything from here. Even if you don't want to talk about music, if there's something like, I know I'm in the truth community. A lot of people would say conspiracy theorists. I do a lot of research on a bunch of different stuff. So anything that interests you guys, we can like do deep talks on for 20, 30 minutes. That's all through the Patreon. If you want more serious lessons, we can do like a weekly lesson or every 2 week lesson on more specific instrument stuff. Piano, music theory, drums. See, I got this pad with the Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy sticker. I met a big country from Whiskey, Beer, Conspiracies at Sam Tripoli's show a couple weeks ago. I talked about that last week, but yeah, I got the stickers on my pad. I'm going to start supporting all my favorite podcasts. Get the stickers, put them on the pad. Maybe start hanging them up on the walls or something. I don't know. So that's the Discord. Just thought I'd want to show you guys that on here. Getting my... I'm going to make this a little bit bigger on here so it covers that logo. Yeah, and just trying to get better with using OBS here, bringing things in and out. And the website, as always, you can find all the links right here. I put up another link right here to the Patreon, and I hope I fixed it all because it was acting a little weird. So, made a little Patreon video for you guys. Yeah, website still going good. Instagram's going good. Follow me on Instagram at @a_corsaro or at corsaro.music. You can find those links here too. Excuse me, dang. Coffee burps. Oh yeah. So Soul Kitchen was great. If you want to check that out, 2 hours online on YouTube. Brandon Morris wasn't there. Normally it's like four drummers, 2 percussions, 2 drum set. Stage is a little small, so we can fit 1 drum set with 2 percussionists, but there's still 4 drummers, so we'll swap out on drum set, but Brandon couldn't be there on Wednesday. So it's just Colby and Eric and I for the Tominometron. Yeah, we call that the Tominometron when we set up all the drums. So seriously, if you're in Denton on a Wednesday, check the schedule. You can check the Harvest House schedule. I'll also post it on my website under my shows. So the next one's the 18th, and that's actually my next gig. I'm not playing unless something else pops up between now and then, but that's my next thing that's scheduled. Try and get more going in September. Make some emails and phone calls. See what I can do. I need to post more videos of live performances so that I can get those out. I got a few Gnarly Parker ones. Which, if any of the 8 people out there listening to this right now want to help out, show up, take some pictures or some cell phone videos, that would be a huge blessing to help get some extra eyes or some angles on the music. Since I'm behind the drums, it's the worst place to take pictures and videos. So, and then Sunday was Gnarly Parker, that Prodigal Sons, they called it. All the homies from the church gig that moved came back. We're going to start doing a lot more of that. Maybe like a once a month thing at Revelers. And if not once a month at Revelers, we're going to try and book it once a month around town, all over Dallas, maybe even Austin too, when we can start getting down there. That'll be a lot of fun. Other than that, it's been a pretty easy week, pretty chill, just trying to get that set together for last night. And it went okay. Just had a lot of technical difficulties. I had like a short setup time, only like a 20-minute setup time to set up all my synths and stands and everything. So it took me 2 or 3 songs to like finally get all the kinks ironed out and get everything working smooth. So it ended up happening. My very first gig at the Green Jay, I think all in all went better, but I didn't play as well. But technically everything was better. And then last night, technically everything was falling apart, but I played a little better. So I don't know, it's coming together. Since I don't have much going on the next week or two, and my next gig's a Gnarly Parker gig, I'm probably going to shed a bunch of that so that it's much nicer. Because I think it's at... Gnarly is... Yeah, it's in Austin. And that's a 3-hour gig. So I could barely do 1 hour last night, and I was feeling weird. It was fine, everybody said, but I was feeling weird at the end of it. So if I get 1.5 hours together, no, I'll probably have to get 2.5 hours. At least 3 45-minute sets. Maybe I can take 20-minute breaks and do 3 40-minute sets. But we'll figure something out. If you're listening to this and you live in Austin, come out on the 22nd and see if I can do it or not. Other than that, just normal stuff, trying to get better drums, trying to get better life, trying to make more money, trying to be self-employed. So props to everybody else out there doing the hustle. Eventually, I'll start having guests. I'll do like an extra production. And this whole time, I haven't even had the podcast up here. Podcast. Corsaro Music Pordash Podcast. There we go. All right. Ended it 100. Thanks for listening. Again, CorsaroMusic.com. You can find everything there. Check out the Patreon, and I'll see you soon in some gigs. All right. Take care, y'all.